Well, you've heard me speak to former NRL player Jamie Feeney about pre-season training. I thought we would hit a little bit closer to home and catch up with Tom Hagan, president of the Scone Thoroughbreds, to find out how he's coping with pre-season training. He joins us this morning. Tom, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Bear. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. How'd you go for your first pre-season training in 2021?
Yeah, no, we went well. We had a good roll-up, which is a really positive thing. I think it's a little bit unknown where the competition's going to sit after having a year off. Yeah, the Thoroughbreds had a good roll-up, and it looks like we're going to have another positive season.
Must have been very tough. I imagine there's been a few Thoroughbreds who've been sitting in a good paddock, given that they had 2020 off. Is there a bit of work to do fitness-wise?
Oh, yeah, you always see those blokes that spend a bit too much time at the buffet over the off-season, but they've had 12 months this year, so we're going to have to run it out of them.
The good news is all the clubs are in the same boat.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right, and we just sort of hope that it is a nice, strong season for all clubs. I think the competition really need it, and the area needs us like a strong competition. And with last year, well, last season, 2019 now, with Musselbrook and Greeterbranks and not having A-grade sides, we sort of need to get back to a strong 16 competition if possible.
Yeah, Bengalla Group 21 is the lifeblood of the Upper Hunter when it comes to winter. We're all keen for it. How are we going for coaches for the Thoroughbreds? What's the news there this year?
We've been really fortunate to employ all our coaches from within the ranks of the club. Hayden Topless and Justin Apthorpe, they've been probably two of the premier players in the competition for the last 5 or 6 years. They're both a combined effort. They're going to coach the first grade together. Then Josh Adams, who's a long-term first grader and representative player, he's going to coach our Reggies for us as a captain coach. Jake Watts, who's our first grade halfback from the last few years, he's going to coach the under 18s. And then Sophie Casson and Wayne Headley are going to coach our ladies league tech. So it's a really positive that you can employ from within the club rather than having to chase guys from outside the group. I just think that it's a real positive all round.
I couldn't agree more. And as far as the rest of the team, like your committee members, all that sort of stuff, everybody's there and raring to go for 2021?
Yeah, we've had a bit of a quiet sort of year without any involvement. Took a little bit to get everyone fired up again, but once the ball starts rolling, we'll be laughing.
Are you still taking registrations at this point?
Yeah, definitely, and we do all that through online process, but it's just mildly problematic because when you used to have a piece of paper and say to a bloke, here, sign this, it was a lot easier than trying to get them to go online and do it themselves. But yeah anyone that's interested in having a run, we duck onto our Facebook page and there'll be times for training and all that sort of stuff, and we'll be more than happy to have them.
All right, well, you've probably got several more weeks worth of pre-season training before we get back into Bengalla Group 21. We can't wait for it, Tom. I'm sure we will speak again, and you have a fantastic day. Thanks for joining us.
Excellent. Thanks, Bert.